This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Today, he's an entrepreneur, digital media mogul, social media personality, author, influencer, motivational speaker, president of VaynerMedia. The list goes on. He has a huge following in Korea, so I'm thrilled to have him on my show for his first ever Korea interview. Gary Vaynerchuk, welcome!
Wow! Thank you so much. Hello, everybody in Korea. I'm so excited. As soon as this COVID is over, I was planning a trip last year, but I will be there soon, and I'm so happy to be on the program. Thank you.
This is the first ever Korean interview to Korean people?
Yeah, first one. You know, a lot of social media, a lot of DMing. You know, I'm busy. I try not to do, you know, when you're running a lot of companies, it's hard to do interviews, but I'm very honored, and it's a perfect one to be the first one. Thank you.
Thank you, great. I introduced your book on my YouTube channel last year. Ever since then, I wanted to meet you. And here you are. I'm so delighted. And you have a lot of passionate fans in Korea. Did you know that?
I do. I get a lot of outreach on email and on Instagram and Twitter and many other places, which is why I was planning a trip last year. Because I know there's a lot of amazing fans there, and I want to get there as soon as possible.
Wow. You know, I'm personally intrigued by you. You are a real go-getter, and you are a self-proclaimed hustler. You learn, and you share your experiences. As a result of your hard work, you've earned yourself many titles. How do you stay on top of things?
Happiness. You know, I like my process. You know, I think a lot of people burn out because they go for the money. For me, the money is just a byproduct of the fact that I'm doing what I was supposed to do. Unlike a lot of people now who see entrepreneurship as the cool thing to do, when I was a 6-year-old child, a 7-year-old child, an 8-year-old child, I was a businessman. I was selling, I was trying to do things. I was that kid. And I think, wow. So for me, it's very easy to be able to balance everything because A, it's what I'm supposed to be doing. B, and this is a very important secret. B, you know how I say it? If I'm juggling 50 balls, it's okay if 13 fall. And I think a lot of people don't want any balls to fall. They don't know how to deal with setbacks or micro losses, as I call them. And so for me, I'm comfortable being chaotic, doing a lot of things. And if I lose on something, if a company doesn't do as well, if I lose some money, I'm okay with that because I'm still holding 37 balls.
How do you deal with this situation, a pandemic situation? The pandemic situation is all chaos, right?
Well, I wish my country dealt with it as well as your country did, first of all. you know, for me, I always say I'm a chameleon. I can get very comfortable in whatever the reality is. I'm used to being on a plane once a week, you know, at least. Now I haven't been on a plane for a whole year for business, right? So for me, I'm dealing with it pretty easily. Thank God, technology, look what's happening right now. I'm in Korea right now, but I'm in New York, right? You can do so much more. So for me, I've dealt with it quite easily. I've been very focused on making sure. In the beginning, it's like a captain of a boat and it's a big storm. Okay. In the beginning, I just gotta make sure that we could get through this. But now we're heading in the right direction. And so for me, I miss having dinner with people and being around, but that will be here soon enough. And in a weird way, I'm enjoying the extra sleep, the extra working out. I'm very efficient on video conferencing. So it's been good.
Okay, great. You know, I'm a motivational speaker. I really like your speech style. I've watched many of your videos. You are very direct, okay? And you swear every now and then. Yeah. I personally think it's refreshing. I really like it. Your lessons on working hard and hustling, overcoming obstacles, I can tell it's real. You're not just saying it, you lived it. So that's why your words are so powerful. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and the other thing, so yes, it's very fair to say that, I also think that when you're passionate for other people to win too, for me, my speaking career is not about anything else besides I know that I was gifted with the ability to speak in a way that connects to people. And I know that my mother and father and my circumstances being an immigrant led me to keeping things very simple and knowing the truth. And I'm passionate. I was parented so well. And I know that not everybody is as fortunate as I am. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what I do with my public speaking is giving back. And because I get so many emails and messages on social media of people that have heard a speech live or on video and have been affected in a positive way, that's very intoxicating for me. So not only have I lived it, but I feel a sense of guilt and gratitude and responsibility to pass it on. And I also, even with all the notoriety, stay very grounded in knowing, you know, yes, but like if I disappear tomorrow, the world will move on. So I think humility, when you are rewarded with attention, is also very important. I think that's part of what's in my makeup. And I think it resonates.
Yeah, when I hear your message, your speech, then I can feel that you always really consider many young people. And then that's why many young people trust you. This, your message is from all your experiences, not the textbook, right?
That's right. I think that I'm grounded in practicality, not ideology. I'm grounded in getting my hands dirty, not learning it in a classroom.
Right.
And I think that resonates with people.
Wow, that's great. You know, actually, I posted about today's interview on Instagram before the show. There were many, many comments. Let me read some. They said, is this for real? I can't believe it. I followed Gary on Instagram for a long time. I'm a huge fan. This is a great opportunity. What do you think?
You know, as I was saying earlier, I'm just so humbled. You know, look at our lives. Now I'm going to talk to you. How lucky are we that people want to listen to us, know who we are, appreciate us? You know, there's 7.7 billion people on earth right now. To be in a place where people appreciate you and enjoy you, and it's overwhelming. I'm so grateful.
Wow, I can feel that you are a really good guy. Yeah. Yes. You take care of many people's vulnerability. You can feel that. Yeah, I can feel you. All right. Now we have a time for a Q&A session from your fans. We have a lot of social media questions. Okay, first question. This is by an office worker in their 20s. She said, what's the driving force in your life that keeps you going?
I think it's gratitude. I'm very aware that its current scientific odds of being born are 400 trillion to one. Life is a true miracle. It is that hard to be born. So first, I'm just grateful to be a human, not a tree or a rhinoceros, you know? So that's number one. Number two, and then above that, I've been gifted with a lot of talents, born during the era of the internet where I can share those talents and ideas, live a life that is not filled with anxiety because I keep my life simple, enjoy the attention but don't need it. And so I'm driven by gratitude. I'm very grateful for my makeup.
Grateful is very important. All right, the next question is by a 23-year-old female who is taking a year off from college and wants to start her own business. And she said, I'm trying to start a business at a young age. What advice would you give to someone like me who wants to start a business without any experience?
To build the business around something you really either know, like you really understand, or you really love. Brain or heart. Either you really know it or you really love it, because that's the only chance a youngster with inexperience has to succeed. It's on pure merit and talent. Also patience. Most 23-year-olds, the reason they fail is because they expect everything to happen in the first year. It takes years with an S to build businesses.
Years
with the S, yes.
Okay, the next question, she's a housewife. She said, I'm a housewife. It's been more than 10 years since I had a job. I want to work again, but it's not easy to find a job. Is there any way to make money at home?
There is. You know, I mean, yeah. You know, more and more, and this is prevalent in Korea and obviously in the US, more and more starting very small businesses that deliver products to people is very real. But I'm going to throw something else at her. I think a lot of people in that situation need to post more on social media about ideas they have, because when they share ideas and observations on products and services or see things they see, if they put that out there, the world comes to them. So yeah. I've helped a lot of people get jobs by saying, well, write a blog post or make an Instagram post that talks about what's missing in the beauty industry. Because what happens is, if you write that, you get messaged and saying, wait a minute, that's thoughtful. We'd love to talk to you. So yes, I think the way from home selling, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, there's an incredible new technology, if you're artistic, called NFT, non-fungible tokens. They're cryptocurrency art. I think a lot of artists are about to be able to sell their digital art, or, you know, so that's what, maybe she's talented and can draw. I think the other thing is selling something, like literally buying and selling things on the internet. But then finally putting out ideas on the internet that leads to job offers. Yeah, I've had hundreds of people write posts on LinkedIn in America, uh-huh. Europe, and Asia, and get jobs because they posted an idea of what they see on LinkedIn.
It's very simple to just post your idea, okay?
If you come from the angle of three things that the fashion industry should be doing in Seoul, or five things that marketers should be doing to get mothers in Korea to buy their products. So you have to come with it. The content has to be something that the person that reads it may want to hire you to do.
Oh, wow. That's another chance. Okay. So many people in their 20s and 30s in Korea ask this question. It seems like you work nonstop to get to where you are today. How do you balance your work and personal life or happiness?
Mm-hmm. Number one, by not judging. So okay. Sometimes they're right. I worked a lot. Other times, if I want to take a week off and do nothing, that's good too. Sometimes I work 9 to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. for up to 4 months, a year, 2 years. And then I can go a year working 9 to 6. It, by knowing it's a roller coaster, it's okay to work hard when you can, but then you have a family or maybe you're tired. It's okay to have a vacation. It's okay to have a weekend. It's okay to have a whole year off. It's listening to your body and yourself, but recognizing that the work ethic is one of the ingredients that is in success, but it doesn't mean that you have to burn yourself out. For me, I never wanted to be successful for anybody to think I'm successful.
Okay, wow, that's the
and
point.
And I think, right, you got it? And I think that, and I appreciate, I see you got it. For me, if I was working hard, it's because it was fun.
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people work hard to make money to seem successful, and then that's why it's not healthy. I think people judge them. I think people are too binary. They're black and white. And I, by nature, am gray. And I think both matter, to your point. You know, a CEO and a COO both matter. You've got to have vision and you've got to operate. I just happen to like both. And check, I think what would happen is normally somebody who's like me would not want to do the day-to-day stuff because they would go for more money. They would do the bigger money thing. They would be more financially successful than I am now. I believe, even though my energy is quite hyper, that I'll get there anyway while enjoying my process. For me, when I've worked hard, and I work hard all the time because it's my hobby. Some people like to golf, some like to cook, some like to ski, some like to do many things. You know, kids that play esports, they can play all day long. I understand them because for me, building businesses is like fun. It's like playing it's like playing cards or like going out to dinner. I enjoy it.
Great. Okay, this is by an influencer. So what's the next big social media platform to keep an eye on?
I'm not sure. Has Clubhouse hit Korea?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So Clubhouse is very interesting. You know, in the last year and a half, it's been really TikTok and Clubhouse have been the two things that have really emerged globally. I think that I don't really predict what's next because I don't know. What I'm very good at is being on it early when it happens. So okay. when an influencer says, what's next, Gary? I always say, I don't know. But I say, the second it happens, I'll be ready.
Okay, so what do you think about Clubhouse? It is your technology on audio base, right?
I love audio. Anybody who watches my videos on YouTube or Instagram knows I've been talking about audio for 4 years. Audio is passive. You can listen while you cook. You can listen while you work out. You can listen while you're walking the dog. Video, you have to watch. So I'm very high on audio because people are moving and doing a lot of things. I'm very bullish on audio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now for some of my own questions. The COVID situation has basically forced the world to go digital. The way we communicate, the way we earn money, and the way we live. So what should the business be doing now to prepare for post-pandemic success?
I think they need to, for me, post-pandemic success matters on watching people the first 100 days when we come back. Because nobody really knows what everyone's gonna do.
Ah, right.
So for me, and you know, obviously everyone comes back at a different time. In the US, this summer, July is gonna be the turning point. And we're gonna be coming back. For me, July, August, September, I'm gonna be watching very carefully to see what's happening on e-commerce, what's happening at the restaurants, what's happening at the stores, which social media is going down, which social media is going up, Netflix this, Nintendo that, Clubhouse this. So I think what they need to do is, depending on what market you're in, it's about watching what new behavior has become real. What has gone down, what has gone up. The key to winning is listening and watching every day. Okay. You know, people have been buying everything on e-commerce. Now they're going to go to the supermarket. It's going to change and you got to pay attention to that.
After the pandemic, the world is changing faster than ever. The many people are still waiting to go back to the pre-coronavirus days.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing.
Okay.
It's been a year and a half. Even if there was no coronavirus, we still wouldn't be the same world as we were 18 months ago, right? It's been too long.
Right, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Things changed. New technologies come along, but I think our behavior has changed. For example, a lot of people are not gonna travel for the same business meetings. They're just gonna do it over video. So things have changed and we have to be ready for them.
You have to be ready.
Always ready.
Good, yeah. So yeah, I currently serve as a president of an online university called MKYU. It is the initial of my name. Y means U, MK and U University is an online university, which I founded 2 years ago. The students at my school range from their 30s to 60s. Around 30,000 students learn how to create a blog, YouTube, and Instagram. And they want to build up their own businesses by utilizing digital content. So they are also huge fans of yours. So Gary, when the pandemic is over, do you think you could come and give a lecture here at my school?
Maybe 100%.
Wow! Great! Wow, that's great.
VaynerMedia has a very large Singapore office, and we are expanding very aggressively throughout Asia. And so I will need to be there quite a bit in late 2021 and 2022. So I will scoot up and see you in Korea for sure.
Oh, that is great. Wow.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to be on the program, MK. Thank you so much.
That was very insightful. And I hope to see you again in person in the near future.
Bye, everyone.
See you soon. Bye. Bye. Thank you.